Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, November 10th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. John Bambanek today reminded us of a vulnerability that was released last week, but hasn't really made a lot of news yet, even though it is quite important if you are using Java. The vulnerability here is really more a class of vulnerability, and that's deserialization vulnerabilities. They can happen in other languages too. I remember seeing vulnerabilities like this, for example, in PHP. Essentially, what this refers to is if you have an object in your language and you would like to, for example, store it in a file, store it in a database, or the like, then what you do is you essentially serialize that object, which essentially turns that object into either a string or a stream of binary data. In Java, that's usually binary data, and then you can send it across a network or whatever you want to do with it. Now, Java, of course, like most object-oriented languages, takes heavy advantage of serializing data, meaning turning objects into these streams, and then deserializing data again, which means taking that binary data and turning it back into an object. The problem typically happens in the deserialization because these objects can get quite complex, and if the object isn't interpreted correctly as it's deserialized, then of course you have a problem. In this case, a rather severe problem that leads to code execution. Now, this vulnerability apparently was first mentioned in January, but really its exploitability was somewhat questioned. Well, it turns out it's actually exploitable in a large number of popular frameworks, like, for example, WebSphere, JBoss, and others. All the attacker has to do here is to feed the right serialized data to the application, and it turns out that data is often serialized, for example, in order to transport it as a cookie or more in general in an HTTP request. So this particular vulnerability is certainly exploitable to some web applications. If you're running any of this, take a look at the original blog post. I'll link to it from the show notes. Certainly something that you should pay attention to. This particular vulnerability can be found in the Commons Collections library. So if you're using this library and the deserialization functions in this library, then you have probably a problem. And Dr. Webb is reporting that crypto ransomware is now going after Linux systems. In this case, it looks for vulnerable web applications and then plays the usual trick where it encrypts all files. In particular here, of course, it kind of targets web files, like, for example, everything in your public HTML directories and the like. Now, they're using here an AES encryption algorithm. The encryption key itself is saved on the machine, encrypted with an RSA key, apparently. Haven't seen the malware itself yet, so I'm not sure how widespread it is. But I would think that if you come across a system that's not completely encrypted yet, you may still find the AES key in memory. So some memory forensics may be helpful here. And Komodo had to revoke a couple of certificates that were issued against Komodo's policies or standards, certificate authority policies for that matter. These particular certificates did verify host names in the .local domain or host names with no domain at all. For example, there is one for just the host name help and one for the host name mail archive. Those certificates, of course, could be abused by anybody that happens to have the same particular host name. And with that, certificate authorities typically do not issue these types of certificates. But in this case, I guess someone managed to slip past Komodo's checks. So this is not like the Thought or Symantec certificates where engineers at the certificate authority did issue unauthorized certificates, but instead these are probably legit certificates someone applied for that should have been rejected. And Apple today released an update for tvOS. This brings tvOS up to 9.01. Remember, in the last major update of all Apple software, tvOS was missing. I don't see any security content for it yet on Apple's website, but wouldn't be surprised if it does fix some of the holes that Apple patched earlier in iOS and OS X. And with that, we also have a Patch Tuesday coming up, so stay ready for that tomorrow. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.